Hello, this is Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. Well, the last couple of times that I've been on the radio, I've been talking about outrage. I believe outrage is a problem in our society today. I want to continue talking about that. We did talk about how it's dangerous. We talked about how Jesus kept away from outrage and instead chose to forgive. Today, I want to talk about various things, including the slow poison of constant outrage. Outrage is addictive. It gives us a sense of moral superiority, a rush of emotional energy, a feeling of belonging with our side, the illusion of control. But spiritually, it is corrosive. Hebrews 12:15 says, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." Outrage, left unchecked, becomes bitterness, and bitterness does not stay private. It defiles many. It affects marriages, friendships, church unity, witness to the world. When Christians mirror the outrage of our culture, we do not look distinct. We look identical. John 13:35 says, "By this all men will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Not if you post the sharpest critique, not if you win every argument or debate, not if you can out-argue the world, but if you love." There needs to be in our lives discernment without outrage. Rejecting this spirit of outrage does not mean rejecting truth. It does not mean becoming passive or ignoring sin. It does not mean silence in the face of injustice. The Apostle Paul confronted error boldly, but listen to his tone while he writes to Timothy, a young pastor, in 2 Timothy 2:24 and 25, "And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading to them to the knowledge of the truth. Not quarrelsome, kind to everyone," he said. "Not resentful, gently instructing." That is strength under control. That is conviction without venom. The world says if you care, you must be furious. God instructs Timothy, if you are Christ's servant, you must not be quarrelsome. We can be discerning without being derisive. You can be courageous without being combative. We can be firm without being furious. Now let me tell you why outrage fails. Outrage feels powerful, but it rarely transforms hearts. It hardens possessions. It fractures relationships. This passage addresses outrage as we are facing it in 2026. Listen to it. It's crystal clear. There's a wrong way and a right way from Ephesians 4:29 to 32. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come from your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." Notice that Paul doesn't say be outraged at all bitterness, rage, and anger in others. He says get rid of it yourself. The path to transformation begins with self-examination, not with pointing fingers at everyone else. Let's just take a quick look at the fruit of the Spirit versus the culture of reaction. Galatians 5 gives us a diagnostic tool for a self-check. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Ask yourself honestly, does constant outrage produce peace, gentleness, self-control, or does it erode them? If our daily posture is agitation, if we are easily provoked, if we are perpetually offended, we must ask whether we are walking by the Spirit or by the flesh. Galatians 5 lists fits of rage among acts of the flesh. The Spirit does not produce volatility, it produces stability. The Spirit does not produce constant outrage, it produces settled confidence in Christ. All the things that Paul had to write about bitterness and rage and anger, we see it today even more online than we do in person. I would ask you to be careful what you do online to avoid outreach. I'm Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I have been your pastor for the day. Thank you.